Still ritual.
Welcome to
Hello Horror.
Alright, what's up, fools? It's Grand Marquis.
Y el Señor Cersco.
And this is Hello Horror. We're talking about horror shit. We look at movies with a similar theme and chop them down in humor and sarcasm.
We'll be getting into some creepy shit, funny shit, and dumb shit, so get with the program, people.
Simone, and disclaimer, if you didn't know already, this show is explicit as heck. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
You like how I did that?
Keep
that
it alive. That's
clever, right? Heck.
I said heck, right? So what's our theme for today? And what's the title? The title's going to pretty much spell out what the theme is. Run, Johnny, run!
Run!
It's a creature feature.
Creature feature.
So the theme, what are we talking about? Little creatures, little monsters pestering humans and being all creature-y and doing creature shit. You know, that type of stuff. And we curated our miniature monster collection from the following movies. Critters, Ghoulies, and The Gate. Hot look. Not even a hot minute. It's just a hot look at.
Brief. That shit was like super muscle car, fast speed, super duper brief shit.
We were like, what was that outside the window? I don't know. Keep driving.
Fuck it, man. Just keep going, man. Don't look back.
Munchies. But check it, though. But we got a special treat for the listeners.
Oh.
Before we get into the nitty gritty, we got to let you know we got a special guest. We got a special VIP guest in the piece.
That's right.
Keep we got a rapper slash producer extraordinaire with a new album out now. If you like hip hop, you're going to dig this. The East Bay Playlist. You can find his singles, Who Got the Trees, Space, Devil Wears Vans, Say Word,
Woo!
And Creepin'. You can find him on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. And just keep scouring the internet. You'll find him everywhere. And he's the chingon that created the Hello Horror intro, outro beat. Yup, our theme is fucking sick and killer.
That's right.
So I present to you the cerebral rapper assassin, Jim. 7 in the motherfucking attic trap studio. Ooh. With the Hella Horror crew. Can you dig it?
What's up? What's happening, guys? Glad to be here.
Hell yeah.
Glad to be
this
here.
This is awesome.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
No, first guest on our show. So, you know,
love it.
Yo, it's going to be primo.
It's going to be primo G. You know what I'm saying? So, this is a horror podcast, right? So, I am compelled to ask.
Yeah.
Bruh, what's the last horror movie you've seen besides the creature features we were getting into tonight?
I was just watching The Lighthouse the other day.
Oh,
The Lighthouse, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Damn.
Okay.
And that was just yesterday. Okay. I stay with the horror films.
That's a good movie.
I can dig it.
So, Gem 7, tell us about the devil wearing Vans. ¿Y por qué?
Why is he wearing Vans?
Yeah.
Because they say the devil wears Prada. So I'm like, no, the devil wears Vans.
That's right.
And if you can see me right now, I got on the Vans.
That's right.
So devil wears Vans, son.
Damn.
Simon.
Keep it G.
That's
keep it
real
G.
deal, man. That fuck Prada.
Damn.
Go the fuck back to Beverly Hills.
Damn.
And
with the
pinche hillbillies in the hills.
Hey, calm down.
Whoa.
A little feisty there, man.
Yeah, LA's okay. But tell us, though, you know, so what new projects you got on the fire right now? What's on the fuego?
What do I got? Like,
yeah, what you working on right now?
What am I working on? I've been working on some stuff with some fellow MCs. I've been doing some tracks with Jay Hennessy.
Nice.
I've been recording with my good friend Joms. So we're in the studio. I'm in the studio laying verses and shit.
You got to keep grinding, bro. You got to keep doing that thing, man.
Got to keep hustling, man, to, you know, make it big or you're able to do your thing. So, Gem 7.
Yeah.
Tell the gente where they can find you or DM you and send you, you know, even some panties if, you know, some chick want to do it. Hey, man, got to keep it grimy in this motherfucker because it's that fucking
Super Gem is in the house.
That's right. Come on.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Gem7Familiad. That's the username. And then if you just want the stuff, you just want the music, the product, son. No, wherever you listen to music, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Tidal, anywhere these guys have their stuff, I got my stuff.
Simone, that's how we keep it real, man. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm glad you're here with us. But you know what? Let's get into the stinky of this fucking horse shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
It's getting deep.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, fools.
Yeah, boy.
We spoil everything. No mercy.
Everything. The whole werewolves and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And so bacon.
Coming back at us going, I didn't know it was a spoiler.
Man, get out of here.
Get murfed.
Acting all new and shit. All right. So the first movie we're talking about is The Gate, a.k.a. La Puerta.
Gate, boy.
Released in 1987, Wiki called it a Canadian-American crime thriller horror film. So this movie was directed by Tibor Takacs. Tibor Takacs. I don't know how to fucking say that shit. So this dude, he made Gate 2 and some other Christian propaganda.
Damn.
Well, nah, maybe not really.
Damn. Dissing today. What's going on? Are you on fire today or what, man? What happened to you last week that got you all riled up like this? Nada?
Epiphany, bro.
Damn. Okay.
What you know about Epiphany's Gem 7?
Have them all the time.
Ooh.
Then I ignore them.
Oh, gangster, right. The chosen one over here. Yeah. The chosen one. Yeah, super woke. I'm woke every time I wake up in the morning. I'm like, I'm woke. Quit calling me. Alarm. Anyway. So back to the script. So the effects on The Gate was done by Randall William Cook.
Randall.
It's pretty cool, though, because he did a lot of, I mean, it looks rough as fuck now if you watch it. But they used stop motion for the final boss and the little monsters running around and the imps. But it was funny. The trippy thing, though, is that all the shots of those running around imps, about 99% of it, 95% of it were people in suits. And they did some trippy shit where it was faraway shots. They changed the whole set. So there's one scene where there's like a bunch of little guys on the floor and the teenager, well, the sister, the older sister and the little brother. You know, the movie's about them, right? They're actually there in real time. But check this out, though. This dude, he's the one, he's known for his optical illusions. And fun fact.
What's that fun fact, Garmir Keezy?
Homeboy got Oscars for Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Really? Dang. The same dude from that?
What, son?
Dang.
What,
son? But he ain't little puppets at that point.
No, but that's he used the same technique, but just more elaborate. Because you know how they filmed Gandalf of being just some tall dude
and little people
and the actors because it was from far away. This is the G right here, man.
Gotta give
props.
Yeah, man.
Literally props.
I'll give it. All right, you get Kool-Aid points for that, homie.
Yeah, man. He's a G.
Fuck that.
So check it out. Standout actors to us. The guys that, you know, kind of stood out to me and, you know what I'm saying?
Overall.
Goddamn Terry. Played by Lewis Tripp.
Terry, man.
He was the main dude's best friend, his little homie.
A little geek, man, a little nerd.
Dude, but that little dude, man, he was like a teenage metalhead. I mean, he was pretty much abandoned by his family. If you go, when you, the scene where they follow him going to the house.
Yeah.
He just eats some old ass slice of pizza from like an old ass Little Caesars box and shit.
Yeah. Jumping on his bed.
No family around. You never see the family.
Typical.
Terry, and typical dude is essentially a fucking junior serial killer, bro.
Pretty much.
In the movie, he's torturing bugs like moths. He's like, let's put the wings off. Man, they just put him in the bottle. And they just put him in a fucking jar. But then he assassinates the family dog.
Damn. Oh, he does. Remember? We're going to get into that, folks.
But he ends up assassinating the family dog, and no one's like tripping. It was like, oh, that's just Terry.
That's the point of no return right there.
Seriously. That's the beginnings of the serial killer.
For real. And then so the same actor character was in Gate 2, The Trespassers. I think he's like kind of a teenager in that one. And then that's all he ever did. But fun fact.
What's that fun fact, Farmer Keezy?
He's like some kind of weird CIA spook because check this. His history is all over the place on the internet. But apparently, from what I saw and what I read, is this dude changed his name twice. So the first time he changed it, he changed his name to 1220.
What? Why? 1220?
Because supposedly his first and last initials, L is the 20th letter. And then, or the 12th letter, and T is the 20th letter.
Hey, some fucking artsy type of fella.
Why are you exposing him? He's trying to run from something, and you're exposing my man's out
right
here.
That's why you guys heard it.
Ass, bro.
Hello, horror podcast. We just busted this fool out.
I don't need to work for NSA. I just Google that shit.
Yeah.
That's how we do, man.
We keep it moving.
Yep. Oh, and then his second name that he chose, Baphomet Trip. So
what?
He got his old last name back, but his first name is Baphomet.
Baphomet? What the fuck does that mean?
And he moved to like Australia and shit.
Oh,
and
God.
He was on some shit.
I guess.
He was on some real shit.
I guess so. If you want to spend all that money and shit, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Baphomet.
Like
he's some kind of Satan priest. I mean, the little kid is fucking running around with blanket and
I want to know his incantations story. They need to make a movie shit. On his ass. He's like, why do you change your name twice?
He's like, don't worry about it, cuz.
listen to the Hello Horror podcast. They'll tell you why.
Damn.
So what's the movie about? What's the gate about? I'm going to tell you. It's basically about two young boys, young preteens. They just end up tripping their balls off of hella mushrooms.
Pretty much.
Word. Facts, bro. So this is how the story essentially goes. Is little Steven Dorff, yep, from Blade. He's a little kid in this one's first movie. He has a nightmare in the beginning, and there's a storm, and his fancy treehouse in the backyard gets tossed and blasted out of the ground. Now there's a big-ass hole that happens to be the gates to hell. And suddenly there's an 80s party.
They find some type of fucking diamond crystal type of shit.
It's basically quartz.
Yeah, quartz.
You can buy that shit at Kmart. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you said Kmart. I don't know about Kmart.
And then all of a sudden, we got an 80s party. Bunch of kids running around, doing coke, running around. Dang, uppers nice. And lowers and downers and sideways and all that shit.
Nice. Slicing and dicing. Terry murders that.
Terry murders the house dog, which is later tossed that dog into the hole. Well, someone,
this is
nuts.
Fiasco.
It's not even over yet. And then the metal record that Terry listens to, little Psycho Jerry Terry. That's what we call him. Psycho Junior Terry. God damn it. And then it plays backwards, and all of a sudden the gate opens up. A bunch of crazy shit starts happening.
So he's
like, let's do the Bible. And they start reading the Bible. And then he goes, fuck it. And he throws the Bible in the hole.
Damn.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Negatory.
Damn. Well, of course.
What? To save the day?
Yeah, it didn't work.
It's a movie.
Exactly. Oh, in real life it would work.
Yeah,
word.
Is the word of the God.
I'm finna call you, man. Some shit goes out. Hey, bring the Bible.
All right, man. I got it right here.
It's an indestructible shield.
He's like, I got the unbridge version.
Damn. Like I said, I'm still trying to go to heaven though. At the end of this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna take a shower after this shit. So little monsters come out, and there's a zombie in the wall that was killed at one point. Came out of the drywall, starts fucking with everybody. Then a giant monster comes out at the end trying to kill little Dorff. And at the end of the day, little Dorff wins the day with the power of family, love, and a pinche rocket.
We're fucking rocket.
And a rocket.
That's it. That's the whole movie right
rocket.
There.
Janky ass rocket.
I just saved you hella time, everybody. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So how would you rate this bad boy?
I would rate this shit, man. I mean, you know, I got to give it props because it's from my era. But I got to say, man, that little gringo, that motherfucker's loco, man. He's a nutcase. He's a fucking nutcase. He wants to blow everything up with a fucking rocket. He wants to make it out to space. So I'll give him that estrella. I give him the estrella of being a crazy ass loco.
I say gringo is one crazy bastard.
Damn,
four estrellas.
Damn.
Fuck that. Four estrellas.
You're generous with your estrellas.
Hey, man. It's still a fun movie. It's still fucking psycho and weird, and everyone's tripping balls and shit the whole time.
Yeah. My kind of party.
Critters. That's our next movie. So this one was released in 1986. What? Directed by Stephen Herrick. This is his first movie directorial premiere. Does that say that right?
Debut.
Thank you, sir.
Damn. Este vato slipping.
Hey, relax. Relax. Watch your tone, sir.
Híjole.
Sir.
Damn. El jefe is talking.
But check it out, though. Herrick, he also did Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
He did The Mighty Ducks. He was killing it through the whole 80s and 90s. He was doing those all kinds of just crazy 80s shit.
Primo.
Simone. And fun fact.
What's that, Grand Marquise? So,
in regards to Critters, this dude refutes all claims of people calling his movie as a wannabe Gremlin. This dude's like, nah, bro. I wrote this before Gremlins. Fuck Gremlins.
Fuck nah, it doesn't look. Nah, I'm with him.
Nah, is this 100% fact? I'm going to tell you. I'm 100% sure. Unsure. Truth.
What? What the fuck was that, man?
See that? You see how I did that?
Yeah.
Beyond belief, fact or fiction.
I hope all y'all confused right now because that's the whole main point to this shit. Get confused.
Simon. Talking about confusion is the standout actor. So you got Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann. He played two roles in this movie. He played Johnny Steele. Was he had like the big 80s hair band. He played some characters. In the beginning, he's doing a video, like singing some punk ass song.
Yeah.
And then eventually the shape-shifting alien bounty hunter in this movie.
Shifts like him.
His name is Ugg. Yeah, whatever. So this fool, you know, takes on the face of Terrence Mann with the same fucking hairdo. This dude was, you know what? I got to say that he actually kind of fit the part. Like, you know.
Well, it's that time.
It's like, you know, he had that big jawline. Yeah. And he was just like, yeah, he actually looked pretty serious, man. He, like, the whole time he's just looking at you like.
Yeah, for a white boy.
What are you looking at? I'm not writing no fucking.
I'm about to fucking play the guitar face.
Typical 80s white guy.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, man. And then I'm gonna wear my Reeboks, high tops, or some coat.
Damn.
And drive in my red Porsche.
No, the other dude was driving the Porsche. This dude was driving a fucking spaceship.
That's what's up.
Okay,
what's
all up. Right, I can get with that.
But check it though. Terrence Mann, he's done hella of movies. He's been all over the map. He played Ugg in all the first four Critter movies, all the original Critter movies. He played the same character. And in this movie, also, we have Dee Wallace. I mean, she's a horror legend. She played the farm mom that's secretly being emotionally and mentally abused by the farmer dad in this movie. Trust.
She's from Cujo, right?
Yeah, she's a legend, man. She played the mom in Cujo. She played the news anchor in the movie Howling. Joe Dante, Graham Lindsay also did Howling. Yeah, and then she was in that Bad Boy too. And then we got our boy Billy Zane. Yep, he was in this shit too. Hella young. Played a douchebag wearing Dracar Noir, showing up in like an old 80s. Yeah, an old what? Well, it's not old then. But he was the one in the Porsche. What's he doing in the fucking farm town?
That's how it is,
Shows up, hey baby.
Needs to change your pace.
Dude, that car get all wrecked by the dirt road. Tripping. So what's this movie about, man? Yeah. I'm gonna tell you. The aliens escape some space prison, and these aliens are fucking, guess what? Krites.
Jeez.
Critters.
Jeez.
So then the space prison warden sends out two bounty hunters that they pretty much suck at their jobs. And then the Krites, right? So they decide to land on a farm in middle America for some reason. But they're like, fuck it. There's food over there. Let's do it. So they start eating up animals and shit like piranhas, right? And then they fuck up this one cop. That's what sucks is they never show how that cop looked like after they chewed him up.
Of course.
By all the skeleton and nastiness. But so then the bounty hunters shapeshift their green Play-Doh heads. And these fools just walk around randomly into bars and churches and bowling alleys, blow shit up looking for the Krites. Where the Krites? You guys suck, man. Seriously.
Damn.
Anywho, the Krites lay siege to the farm and then they fuck Farmer Dad up. I mean, they tear that boy up. They bite him on the arm. They bite him on the shoulder.
Remember that shit? Yeah, fucking. We're eating him up like beef jerky.
Simone, and they were like shooting like little barbs, little
spikes flying out. Man.
Who was like, he got murfed out.
Damn.
He got murfed.
That's what you get fucking around, man. Yeah. With some G's. He's like, hey, man, that's what you get, man. Fresh off the pen. He's about to do some fucking damage, man. These motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right.
They're just aliens. They were like the criminal of the aliens and shit. They're the ones locked up. Like, that's the motherfucker that you go up to Pelican Bay and the crazy motherfucker you see in the pen. Yeah, these motherfuckers are like that. They're like the worst of the worst of the worst.
Damn.
From the galaxy.
Grimy.
Straight up, man. Yeah,
fucking making this personal.
Straight ex-cons up in here, man. And that's how they treat everybody. Like,
many.
And these motherfuckers talk shit,
too. And they play jokes on motherfuckers, too.
And then you see the subtitles say, fuck.
Damn.
And then they laugh about it, too.
These guys got culture.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. You got swag. Like, fuck you in the law.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you rules.
So then the farmer's son, who's this little domestic terrorist in the making, little ginger that likes gunpowder, he's got like a fetish for that shit. He loves this guy. What was the name? Terrence Mann? Ugg? What was the other name?
The dude who was kind of like slow?
No. Oh, yeah. There was his little lover there. That was kind of weird.
Damn.
He was probably, I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that one.
Damn.
Yeah, he really likes Johnny Steele. He has a poster of him in his bedroom, so that was weird.
Really? I didn't catch that. Damn, probing.
So then he ends up like sticking a bunch of like homemade dynamite and shit in the UFO. The Christ try to escape because then she gets too hot when these motherfuckers show up. The block is hot and they're blowing shit up and they're like, fuck this, we out. And then, oh shit. And that's what they said. They go, uh-oh. The shit blows the up and it crashes and then they blow up the farm. And then the bounty hunter somehow fixed that shit, but whatever.
What about the part with the, when they're like doing the donuts with the old lady, when they're like on the road and they're all like all trying, they blow her shit up.
When they shoot her car. That's Munchies.
That's Munchies. Damn. I dropped the gun.
Good job, Miss Thun.
This guy's Back to the Future over here.
Damn. delete.
So how would you critique this, bruh?
I would say pinche squinkly got huevos for real, Estrella. Squinkly means like a little rugrat-ish shit, man. He's straight up doing MacGyver shit. That's like the pre-MacGyver character right there. In fact, fucking MacGyver was based on this little motherfucker, man. That's how raw he is.
So how many Estrellas?
I'll give him 3. Just because he's bald.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I say these crats are VLPV, you know what I'm saying? Vatos locos por vida. Straight up, man. Fucking ex-cons. Anyway, I give him 4 estrellas.
4 estrellas, okay.
4. I actually enjoyed it. I had a good time watching it. I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. You know, there's some, you know, the farmer dad's a little weird. He's secretly emotionally abusing everybody in that family.
Yeah, but that little boy, he got damn, the truth.
You know, that's what I saw. That's like, your theory? You know, the scene when they were sitting down having dinner, everyone sat down without him saying shit.
He's like, shut up.
He didn't even have to say that. Yeah. They were like, oh, shit.
No, you just come in.
You don't
in.
Want to get dad pissed off.
And then he came in with a straw, and then he, like, adjusted his belt.
And then that's it.
He's like, yeah, you motherfuckers know. What's the deal around here?
Damn.
What is it, though?
Woo! That's hot. That's hot, man.
You're going to have to do a fan theory video and piece the evidence together and be like, I can prove this man that it's everyone in the family.
If y'all got some information to help support this theory, send that shit to hellohorrorpodcast@gmail.com.
We really want to solve this problem. We really want to solve this issue.
Yeah, fucking DM us on everything. You know what I'm saying?
But before we move on, that little boy, that little gingerhead boy, he's come out in other movies, right?
He's done like hella lately. Shit.
Yeah, because he looks familiar.
No, he did hella shit in the 80s and even the early 90s.
Familiar. Yeah, he looks familiar.
Yeah, and he still looks the same. Young looking,
yeah,
freckle face.
Those fucking eyeballs of his.
For real, man. All right, so we're talking about Ghoulies now.
Beaches Ghoulies.
Released in 1985 by Empire Pictures, which is the early incarnation of Full Moon Entertainment. Directed by Luca Berkovici. It's almost like Luca Brasi.
Say that again. Says you good.
Godfather.
Come on. Say
directed
it again.
By Luca Berkovici.
Yay!
Check it. Dude's first movie. He wrote and produced all kinds of shit and directed hella movies and even a movie called Rockula.
Rockula?
Like a Rockula. Rock and roll version of Dracula.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So he's classic?
Yeah.
He's G.O.D. status?
He is. Like, there's a bunch of shit he did. I didn't write it down here because, so what?
Whatever.
I did this shit on Bart, all right, guys?
Damn, he's
with my fancy little stylus.
Hey, yeah, you little fucking, he acts like he's all professional and shit. Like, he's some big time businessman.
The grind.
So then I had to go take out my fucking actual pad, like paper pad with a pencil. I was like, it's okay. I do it old school. It's okay,
old
man.
Old school.
It's okay, man.
Back to the Future, bro. You're stuck in the past. Get out of here.
Damn.
Oh, man.
But check out the music, though. It was by Shirley Walker and Richard Band, who happens to be the brother of Chuck Band or Charlie Band, the guy that is Full Moon Pictures Entertainment. But check it, though. I bring this up only because it's a trip, because the sound sounds a lot like Danny Elfman. He's the one that did like the Beetlejuice. Pretty much all the Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
The doom, 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 and stuff like that. So
it has that sound.
Yeah. And so was a trip is, you know, was it inspiration for Elfman when Elfman did his shit? Or was it just Elfman just like, God, he just did his own thing?
Or maybe it's just that time.
Yeah, we may never know.
Using that same, you know how it is.
Yeah, because I don't feel like doing the research for that shit. I got time for that.
It's not that important.
And we got time for
that.
We need to talk about movies.
Yeah, we're talking about movies. I got a full-time job, cuz.
Yeah, we all do, fool.
Fun fact.
What is it, Grandma Kizzy?
So Joe Dante, director of Gremlins and The Howling, in an interview in Search of Darkness 2, I just saw recently, you guys got to get on it, but crazy documentary. But what he says about it when it comes around to Ghoulies, and they interview him, he goes, you know that cover, you know, with the Ghoulies in the toilet? That's what I think of it.
Damn!
Fat.
Savage.
What is wrong with this? I was like, damn. What's funny is Ghoulies was even trying to compete with his movie, Gremlins, and trying to release it at the same time, but these guys run out of money.
So that's why they made
it. So Gremlins came out first, and then these guys came after that.
That sucks.
So he put them in the toilet for that reason, because he's shit.
Word.
I thought it was just because they live in a fucking toilet.
Nah, man.
Because when you watch a movie, there's no sign of them coming out of the fucking toilet.
But check it out. Fun fact.
What's that?
So that whole picture with that little bastard with the fucking suspenders and the green shirt, blue shirt in the toilet.
Uh-huh.
That was just for the poster. That's just for the
teaser.
Just for promo. It wasn't even supposed to be in the movie. And then the producers are like, they saw the movie and they're like, bruh, where's the fucking toilet? And then they actually go back and it did one scene where the little bastard comes out the toilet. The toilet. Goes,
wow.
And then you only see it once. And you're like,
that is a fun fact. That's a good fact.
And then, but that motherfucker wasn't even wearing a shirt or suspenders.
It was just
a
he looks different.
Slimy,
he
naked looks different. Little monster. I was like, bro, where's the guy with the suspenders and the shirt?
Do you feel cheated?
I feel way cheated.
You feel robbed?
I saw a little gangbanger in a toilet. I want to see that motherfucker in the movie.
I want to see him that come out happened. And take nine and
Blaze of 50, son.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something
like that. Oh, we got some slimy ass fucking hobo looking monsters. I was like, what the hell is that?
What is that?
Guy can't even blow his nose. He's like, and fucking slimy all over the place. It was gross.
Priorities.
Little green turd, man. I ate too many asparagus.
Damn.
Smelling like some acidy pee, man. Standout actors. The first one that comes to mind, the one that always, every time I look at it, is like, it's the super senior, aka Johnny Graves. So he was played by Peter Lapius. I don't know how to say his name, but
he
was 42 at the time when he actually did this movie. This fucker's playing a college student addicted to dark magic rituals, straight up.
Fucking weirdo, man.
It's like he was taking extra classes to keep from graduating so he can collect on the financial aid just so he can keep DJing and hanging out at 80s parties and around the quad like Zach fucking Morris or some shit.
See, that's some tweaker shit right there, man. He was doing meth.
He's like,
that's like the fucking OG of meth right there. He looked like it too.
Yeah. And he keeps watching Saved by the Bell and he's like, that's my life. I'm not leaving what I'm doing. You dig?
Damn.
That's the super senior.
That's his backstory.
Super senior.
That's his story.
Yeah,
right there.
Motherfucker looked like he's 40 and shit, man.
He was 40. That's the thing.
That doesn't explain his fucking obsession with rituals and shit.
Yeah. We finna get in that. But Gem 7, I'm glad he caught that right away when we were watching this shit. We got to watch this movie together. He's like, fucking super senior. I was like,
super,
word.
Yeah, he's the one who dubbed him super senior.
Super senior. Old ass fool.
Straight up. This movie also has Mariska Hargitay. I don't know how to say it, but Mariska Hargitay, she's in it. She's in Law and Order. And you know what? She played Donna in this movie, you know, just for fucking meat puppet for the Poindexter weirdo in the movie. She's a homie. She's tied with Ice-T. A homie of Ice-T is a homie of Graham Marchese. Ice-T is a homie of Hella Horror. So holla at Ice-T.
What's up?
Shout out, bro. Fucking Johnny is a trip.
Fucking Johnny, man. He's just a fucking... That's the only guy on the whole... No, that and his fucking buddies. Those two twins. Those fucking... Motherfucker look like... one of them look like he belongs in The Simpsons. Right? The one with the glasses and shit. And then the other one just looks like your average fucking white dude running around doing coke. Smoking weed and rebelling and shit.
Likes to party all the time.
Yeah.
That's right. Up. But was it... So this movie... I'm going to tell you right now. This movie, Ghoulies, it's pretty much an allegory about addiction, and I'm going to tell you why. So I'm going to break it down from the beginning.
Break it down, Mark Kesey.
So Satan-worshipping dad tries to sacrifice his baby, little Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
It's rescued, and later on, it grows up to be super senior.
Mm-hmm.
So check it. Dude gets a house/mansion inherited from his Satanistic dad, right? He doesn't know. He just, oh, the family left me a big ass house. And it happens. It so happens that his dad's buried in the backyard too. Super goes, fuck yeah, let's have an 80s party. And so then you have a full on 80s party. Like we said, those two weirdos, blow, uppers and downers, some idiot named Mr. Dick, and then some Poindexter weirdo that talks to himself, pastel colors. And then there's Super, who's like, I got an idea. Let's do a ritual. And that's how it goes, the whole movie. Dude, he gets into it.
Book. He finds the book.
Oh, yeah. He finds a book, and he's like,
ugh. Looking through it, reading through it. You know, classic.
Dude, it's like, shot to the arm, bro.
And everyone else is just trying to party. Yeah. They're just trying to have a good time. And he's just out of nowhere like, hey, guys, let's do a ritual.
He's like, nah, man. I'm trying to pop shroom pills and fucking drink.
He's like, nah, man. Rituals.
That's right. Rituals. Just fuck with the devil.
He's already kind of like, you know, horny for that shit. But he gets into it. At one point, while they're doing the ritual, one of the girls goes, this is kind of dumb. He's like, shut your pie hole.
Oh, yeah. He checks her.
Because we doing some serious magic shit. Shit, serious.
He said, hey, you better chill the fuck out.
Seriously. So then his addiction goes into full fucking gear. I mean, he goes from 2 to gear 6. Bah! Right? Drops the hammer. And he drops out of college to embrace his need to do rituals. I mean, he just, his eyes get all like fucking sunken in like a meth head. He even goes on a full on like dope fiend style. I'm gonna clean this house out.
Yeah,
like he just did hella coke. He's
some
like,
tweaker shit, right?
Yeah, this is some tweaker shit, bro. Head, man. You see him, he's like carrying around fucking rugs and carpets and lamps. Now, he's not doing this. It's not a fucking apartment. It's not he's cleaning apartment. In a single day, he cleaned out this whole mansion.
Oh, yeah, right. The whole day, because then this girl comes back.
That's some tweaker shit, bro.
Yeah, it is, man.
Dude, that motherfucker was on it, man. And then during that whole time, you know, he's doing fucking rituals, like it's going out of style, right? He summons ghoulies, these little monsters, as we talked about. His eyes go green. And eventually, his fucking girl's like, this ritual thing is a problem. And then he's like, what is? I ain't got a problem.
He's like, just deal with it.
Boom. Slaps her with what? A fucking spell. And she goes, oh, there is no more problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. This fool.
Is that consent? Is he taking away her consent?
Oh, that's a full-on mind rape.
Damn. Yeah, he's like, you do what I want you to do.
Feminists don't watch this movie.
Yeah, he raped her will and her mind.
Damn. If you put it that way, man, that sounds bad.
It is pretty bad.
She was lost from the get. Dude, with him, his obsession with fucking rituals and going in.
This movie's about addiction, yo. It's about addiction.
Yeah, but the chick stayed.
Because he slapped a spell on her.
After
he brought the little guy. Oh, yeah.
She shouldn't have cared.
That's how it goes, though.
She should have been like, oh, well, that was weird and been out. She cared too much because she came back.
Because she secretly wanted to be like it. That's why.
Damn. Oh. She just didn't want to admit it.
She didn't want to admit it. She said, I like this shit. What is it? Cucumber? The safe word?
Damn.
Cucumber.
There was no safe word.
I bet you it was.
That's really fucked up.
That's the record.
That's gonna be your next theory video. That she's into it too.
Don't email us about that. Oh shit. So then he's going full on, right? And guess what? 80s party.
That's right.
Yeah. Fucking everyone show up with the fucking sunshades and weird fucking 80s sunglasses.
And the gears.
And then guess what happens?
She gets all weirded out.
Ritual time again.
Again.
And then this time it gets weird. Everyone's screaming. Arr! Even the little monsters go. I'm like, what the fuck's going on, man? This is so fucking whacked out. And then all of a sudden, zombie dad fucking pops out of the ground. And, you know, first the priest from the beginning of the movie is all rotted out into a skeleton zombie. And then the little guys, the ghoulies, started killing all the dinner guests. And then the zombie dad starts to kind of reform himself. Like, you know, he starts getting his flesh back. And then he's
slowly,
like, he tells the ghoulies, you work for me now. And they're like, yup, you're right. You're the boss.
He's like, fuck that fool, man. He ain't shit.
Yeah,
he's under me.
Yeah, he's like, this is my house. The fuck's going in my house?
Well, right? You used them, right?
Sounds like a lot of attachment issues going on.
That's some like dysfunctional family shit right there.
Simone. Then it was like dad versus son. They start doing magic shit and fucking.
They're like, yeah, I'm Yoda and you're the Sith.
And all kinds of dumb shit. So obviously the movie's about the son. So Super wins the day And then somehow everyone's alive. They all jump in a car and they fucking take off. Then it's a road trip back to Super's broke-ass student life, addicted to Adderall, and everything's okay.
So he has one less addiction by the end of the movie?
Exactly.
He's no longer addicted to fucking rituals?
Now it's Adderall and financial aid.
Damn.
Keeping it grounded, keeping it real.
So how you rate this?
Me colgaron for a UDI, ese.
Damn. I don't know, man.
Three estrellas for this old
three
man.
Three estrellas. Well, I don't know, man. That motherfucker was cracked out. The little motherfuckers, the little ghoulies and shit, man, that were many. So I got to give it, let's do four stars, just because I like the little ghoulie damn shit. I like the little ghoulies too.
The way they were running around in that scene where they're at the table screaming and like the ghoulies are just popping out the flu going ah.
And then one of them and shit when they're bringing back the like head honcho, his fucking eyeballs rolling backwards and shit like he's getting a nut on that, man. I was like, you motherfuckers are crazy, man. I want to party with you guys.
You gotta love those little guys.
Yeah.
Oh shit! So munchies.
Ooh.
Like I said, it was a hot minute. So this one came out in 1987, but check it out though. This movie was directed by Tina Hirsch. She happens to be the film director or the film editor from the movie Gremlins. So she did Gremlins and she goes, I can do a movie that's like that. And so she did this garbage.
Really?
Horror comedy, heavy on the comedy douchebaggery, pretty terrible, ranker status. Now I don't care if some of you think this trash is great and they go, Marchese, well, that's a cult classic. I don't give a fuck. There's a cult classic to the head. Punch.
Damn.
You did.
It is pretty funny, though. It's like, they don't move. They don't do shit, man. They're just like laughing and doing dumb shit. I mean, I'm not going to rate it good, but that's it's entertaining.
Because that's what Jim Simmons was talking about earlier, the fucking car scene.
They pull a GTA.
Damn, they do too, man.
They pretty much did the same scene out. Whatchamacallit, Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Where Trey's walking across the street in the car, the bang bangers go, they smash on the brakes, and the dude's like, what's up? The little old lady in munchies, the lady that the car was like, what's up? And it's full of munchies, little monsters. And one of them pulls out the fucking double barrel at the back window and goes, keep walking. I was like,
But that's
meanie, bro.
No, wait, that's because the old lady, man, she threw some fucking bomb at their windshield.
Some random old like little lady and like she's got like fireworks in
and
her
she jumped
car.
Out. She, you know, she's the one jumped out trying to beef her and shit. So these motherfuckers said, you know what, we ain't wasting our time with you. So hey,
dude, she
Chucky, get up.
Yeah, dude, she jumped out of her fucking GTO. She was GTO,
she was smashing, man. She reminds me of one of those old ladies with the fucking revolver in her purse. They put, you know, like some Oakland old lady and shit, some old lady that just fucking, what's up, fool? Pulls out this long-ass extendo and shit. That's what she reminded me of. Like,
these munchies were strapped, though.
They were. Double barrel,
they
man.
Even got... Apparently their shit was explosive ammo or some shit because they all shot the car and then like it burst into flames.
Dude, that was nutty,
that
bro.
That was funny.
Fake ass puppets running around doing stupid shit. Mm. But they look pretty terrible. Look like an old ass homeless dude sock puppet. It's like
it's like
hey,
some
bitch, bro. That's how it was,
it's
man.
Like some like puppets on crack. Like if you watch Sesame Street, they're all on crack.
Damn.
And they don't move much. They only move their neck.
It's called Sad Street.
Damn.
Alright, how would you rate this, man?
Well, shit, I don't know. I mean, it's I'll just give it the 2 stars, middle ground.
Yeah, I say keep walking, pendejos.
Damn.
0 estrellas.
No, 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 no. You
keep
know
walking, cuz. Kick rocks,
I will
homie.
Say, let me refresh myself. It's muñecos tresquilados estrellas. That means puppets have been fucking just made up with bullshit and cut up with bullshitness and just bullshitness all the way around. All
right.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I give her props for the old lady who's got the fireworks just out of nowhere in her car.
Yeah.
That lady is gangsta as hell.
She got Super Saiyan in her fucking blood.
Damn.
Damn.
Super Saiyan.
Damn.
It's a thin line.
Love and hate.
Something like that.
All right, like that.
Something like that.
So this is a segment where we start talking about our favorite shit and the shit that we hate at the same time, man. So what were your favorite murders in these movies, man? What do you remember from The Gate that you liked? What kill?
What kill? Oh, man, I like it with the little boy, man. The main character. I can't remember his name, man. But the little boy, when he fucking grabs, what is he like? Some helper or some assistant when he smashed his eyes in.
That's his dad.
Oh, his dad. Was it his dad?
Yeah.
He killed his dad?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, that wasn't his dad.
That was his dad. Because they show the dad in the beginning of the movie, and then they go out of town.
Thug life.
No, this on the gate?
Yeah, because he's dreaming. That's when he sticks his thumbs into his eyes.
He was dreaming. That's why I'm like, nah, man. That's not the
he's tripping
shit,
balls on some. He probably did kill him. He's just tripping off mushrooms the whole time.
That motherfucker just went for his eyes. Like, he knew. Like, he's been in this shit before.
Damn. Experience.
Yeah, what about you, Grammar Kizzy?
Dude, I gotta say, fucking Barbie to the eye, cuz.
Oh, a little nerd.
Fucking, it was like zombie Psycho Junior Terry. So it was a zombie version of that little motherfucker, because at one point they get zombified.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to grab on the sister, and he's like, arr, arr, out of the fucking closet.
Throw my way.
You know, fucking all up in the closet. And then she goes, fuck this, and grabs the fucking Barbie. And sticks her long ass Barbie leg right in the eye. And he's like,
resourceful.
Fucking resourceful, man.
Barbie.
Yeah, man. So that tells you, if you're active shooter situation, you're hiding in the closet, grab that fucking Barbie.
Look for a Barbie.
Make sure he's got heels.
Yeah. Do damage.
Do damage.
What about you, Gem 7? What you think?
That's the one I didn't watch. Oh, I didn't get around to the
game. Right. Yeah. Dude,
you put our guests on the spot, bro.
It's okay, man. At least he's honest.
Yeah.
I ain't going fake.
You should make up some shit. It'll probably be in the movie anyway. No, cut version. You know what I saw.
Critters, man.
Well, let me tell you my favorite kill from Critters. So is the part when the Krites are attacking the farmhouse, right? And then the family's inside the house, they're fucking scrambling, get in the house, because they're laying siege on this fucking place.
Yeah.
I don't know why they really want to eat these people. I mean, just go eat the rest of the town. I don't understand it. But anyways, Mama, she got a double shotty, and she's like, get the fuck away from me. And then, she blasts out, and all the other Krites are like, fuck this.
Let's
and
get
they,
the fuck
they
out of
peace
here.
Out, because they know better, right? They've been around. And then two of them are like on the porch. They're like, nah, fuck that. One of them goes, and the subtitles are like, you know, they got guns. And the other one's like, so what? And then Mama pulls out that shotty and bow, fucking blows one of them in half. It just chunks. And the other one's like, fuck. And he fucking just kicks rocks. I mean, he fucking pieces out. Like, because they turn into little balls that you just roll up and just boom. He just says, fuck this. And he rolls away. Shit's hilarious.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Pretty much.
That's exactly. That's exactly how it is. If Sonic the Hedgehog was just like straight G'd up, and he just like was in prison, came out, and he just like just running through fools.
Fuck up some shit,
Fuck up some shit. Actually, the cool death is when they kill the boyfriend, Billy Zane, in the farm.
Oh yeah, when they fucking,
remember that scene?
Yeah.
So let me tell you about that scene. So there's another scene where Billy Zane, right, his character douchebag, trying to hook up with the girl, and they're making out, and then they're in the top layer of the farm, and let me tell you though, he's making out with her for like 2 hours. Bruh, 2 hours, and you can't get it done, man. That's why you're dead, because you took too long.
The whole movie, man,
you took too long. You had a fucking Porsche, bro.
Well, he fucking seemed like he was scared the whole time, because the chick was the one who's all like, you know, trying to turn him out.
Yeah, he was all scared and shit, fucking virgin. That's
it's crazy.
It
it's crazy. It's like 10 minutes of the movie go by, 10, 15, and it all cuts back to them, and they're like still making out. It's like, come on, man, what's going on here?
Then he gets eaten up.
That's what you get for playing it too safe.
Yeah, he gets murked.
He got jumped.
I call that a murk.
He got jumped.
Got murked.
No, I call this one a murk.
This one got murked.
Yeah, because he got chewed up, and like they got in his belly and just chewed him up.
Chewed him up like showed piranhas.
I call that one a murk.
No hope bars.
What about Ghoulies?
That one, it was such a... Like the whole, actually, they didn't really have killing scenes in that one, did they?
The only one
I don't remember, because everything was kind of like, run.
The only one that I can really say that I remember seeing is how Mr. Dick dies. So Mr. Dick is that fucking douchebag, looks like Andrew Dice Clay / Elvis Presley. Fucking this guy. He's walking down after he got laid. He's like walking through the mansion. Like, hell yeah. And then zombie dad's like a transvestite too. He made himself look like a woman. And he's running around with lingerie and shit. I don't know why, but yeah, he likes to be free. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, no judgment. Hey. You know, do what you got to do, homie. Hey,
that's whatever, what we like.
We woke. I woke up this morning. I was like, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, okay.
So dude's like, oh man, she looked hot. And she's like, come here, big boy. And they start making out. And all of a sudden, like, the tongue comes out. Oh no, he sees the face of the zombie dad. He's like, oh shit. And then the tongue comes out, wraps around his neck and just chokes him out. Then he gets murfed out. This brother gets murfed out. Like the tongue goes around his neck and just squeezes it. And starts bleeding.
Yeah.
He dies.
And that's pretty much it.
That's the only one that
because everyone else was kind of like, whatever.
It was like off screen or it just didn't matter.
Well, most of the time it was him and his fucking crew.
Yeah.
Those little motherfucking ghoulies and shit. Yeah.
They were gangsters, though.
Yeah. Keeping it alive.
But that's all, yeah, man.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
So, in the gate, do you remember any kind of moments where you were like, man, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, the fucking dog. Like, he's actually part of the movie, but not really, right? Like, he kind of, because of his sacrifice, right? The dog got sacrificed, got thrown in the fucking hole, but he really couldn't fight back at that point. Motherfucker was dead, like dead meat. From that, that's where everything kind of spawned off, right?
But really, it's, you got to tell him about why the dog got tossed in the fucking hole. Because if you remember the boyfriend, they're like, the dog's dead, right? And they're like, we got to get rid of it before the parents come. And the dude's like, I'll take care of it. This fucker's driving around with a dead fucking dog in the car. And he's cruising around. The vet's closed. And he's like, fuck. And he drives it back to the house. And then he's like, he looks in the backyard. He's like, oh, there's a hole over there.
Tosses the little motherfucker in there.
Damn.
Lazy motherfucker.
Damn. No, like, respect.
No respect.
You're like, bro, dude, you realize at some point they're going to run up and they're like, oh, there's a fucking dead dog in the hole here.
But that is a what the fuck.
I was like, what the fuck? Man. I mean, there's a lot of shit, dude, in this fucking movie. But for real, man, and in the end, no one's really tripping that the family dog is dead. Assassinated by Junior Terry.
Go get a new dog. Go to the pound.
Like, we didn't really like him to begin with anyway.
That's essentially what it was, man. The decision's like, quit crying about that fucking dog.
And she's like, about fucking time.
80s party, damn. Okay.
80s party.
That's all she wanted to do, 80s party and blow.
Damn.
Ghoulies.
You already know, man. You tell us, McCarthy Murkizzi, as the same as you.
The little people.
The little ass, what the fuck?
Was that really necessary? He brings out these, you know, the little people. You know,
they look like they belong in fucking Conan.
They belong in, like, fucking the Willow.
The Willow, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and then they just pop up, they have hella power, and then just kind of...
kind of whack.
And then that's it. I mean, they're like supposed to be comedy relief. I don't know. This shit was trash.
Whatever, yeah.
Why, guys? Just. Yeah. What about Critters? What the fuck moments, man?
I don't think I have any.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
What you at?
Goddamn bounty hunters.
Really?
They fucking sucked at the job. Why the fuck are they running around with cannons to take out small ass little creatures? They're like, let's get the bounty hunters after these things.
Because they get big.
And then they check it out. The warden goes, you know, bring back proof pieces. These fucking guns destroy these fucking things like in a million pieces. Dude, the whole time you got to get a vacuum with it and just be like, parts. It's like, damn. Bro, it's a waste of time. And you blow up a fucking bar in a church. And pianos and TVs.
But maybe it's no effect to them. Maybe it's like small. That's why they're like using these cannons.
Is that the one where the domestic terrorist in the making? Yeah. And he's the one who blows that. That kid is a what the fuck moment just all together. Just His family's just okay with him just like
stealing all the gunpowder.
They clearly don't check up on this kid enough.
Yeah, but they're blowing all kinds of shit up. And the dad's like, God damn it.
That's right. He is a little fucking early Unabomber and shit, man.
Little maniac. Little monster. Keep your eyes on him.
But back to these fucking bounty hunters. These fuckers walk into a bowling alley. This is just an example of just these guys aimlessly walking around looking for crites. They walk into the bounty, into the bowling alley for some reason, and they're looking around, where are the crites? And the guys are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then a bowling ball comes out and he grabs it and he just like, he throws it down the lane like a fucking baseball. He just destroys the pins and you're like,
no point.
Was that really fucking necessary,
okay,
bro? Right.
Yeah. I remember that.
Do your
that
job.
Point.
Look for the crites, blow them up, and leave.
He's trying to show off.
And these motherfuckers. Well, check it out, though. So the house, the farmhouse is destroyed, right? And so right before they leave, they use some time reverse technology that all of a sudden reverses the house back together. Why didn't they do that right when they landed that place so that the Christ end up in their UFO and they just blast them?
It doesn't work that way, man.
Fucking movie magic. Go fuck yourself.
You're asking for too much, man. Those fucking critters.
So let me ask you this. So if you could do something different with any of these movies, what would you do with it? Which one would you pick?
Critters. How would you? I'll make it a lot more better. I like how I started off with them being fucking prison inmates. That's cool, man. I was like, yeah. But I would have them do like a lot more fucking gangster shit once it got to fucking Earth. Like, none of this taking. Now, go take a fucking bank. Go rob a bank. Go fucking on a killing spree. You know, some like more mania shit. Like, some straight up. Like, because they're already making them out to be like these criminals. So let's fucking take it up to the top. Just fucking like, and make it more gruesome and bloody and just overall.
Keep it real,
because this movie wasn't really rated R, right? It was like a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, sort of rated R.
Yeah, so I would make it fuck the bounty hunters. I would you know, make him alien like, not human like, more of a looks like an alien. You can't transform to a fucking alien or a human. And then so this way it's more of a Demolition Man type of style. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like forever fucking battling.
That's tight.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, the little critters, did they run around starting beef with any gang members? Because they should, if they didn't, they should have. Okay, since they're criminals,
that's
right?
Saying,
you
that's
know,
what I'm
like, they're just in the middle of the street, just beefing it out with some just local gang members.
Is that who run the block?
And they eat all the crack, and then they just start tripping out, like, holy shit.
And then they're just really fucking hopped up, just really just going mania around the city.
Snoring lines and shit, man.
Damn.
Another round.
They just start eating all the. Well, it's funny. Then they fix the homeless problem and also the dope fiend problem because they eat the dope fiends because that's how they get high. Ooh, this motherfucker was on some heroin and some other fentanyl shit. And
they're like, doing a service. Damn.
Then you can call the bounty hunters and start cleaning the fucking place up.
Then they become a staple in our planet.
Damn. They're like, no, we'll keep them over here. Don't worry about
population.
It.
They control the crackhead population. What about you, man? Which movie would you?
Probably The Gate. I actually go with more of the funny side of it. So what I would do is like, all this shit happens, right? And at the end of the movie, I would just change the ending. It would be little Dorf. He's actually older. It's like, and he wakes up in the hospital and the parents are there. We're like, what's going on with our son? I said, well, it looks like he had a very bad psychedelic trip. He ate this pizza with mushrooms, but it happened to be covered in psychedelic mushrooms. He killed a family dog. He stabbed his friend in the eye with a Barbie. He killed his sister and threw that dog in the hole and then killed a bunch of other people, stabbed his dad's face and crushed his eyes. So it was pretty serious, ma'am.
Damn.
And then goes to prison, gets released because he's mentally ill. And he ends up in Oakland living in a tent under the bridge.
Yeah,
this dude.
You see that? That's real.
Yeah, I guess.
See, I look at life through the lens of the real deal. You see what I'm saying?
You just flat out told the movie, you're like, no, you guys did it wrong. Like, you guys didn't have a good movie. Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you how it went.
You pulled a Kanye at the at the VMAs or whatever he was at.
Damn.
He said, "Give me the mic." So let me ask you, out of all the creatures, which was your favorite one? And why?
I'm going to go back to critters. Come on, man. The fucking hair. Look, growing up as a kid, my hair was really straight. And so whenever I had short hair, that shit used to poke out. And even then, my hair nowadays is so strong, like my fucking facial hair, that motherfucker pokes. So I relate to them for that reason. As like, these motherfuckers got hair. And not only they have hair, but they can shoot fucking hair that just stings you and paralyzes you. Come on, man. That's like a what do you call them? The porky
what, Sonic the Hedgehog?
No. Porcupines, man, but just with more deadlier. And not only that, they got a mini ass face. Yeah, and then their face is just like cool. I like the face. Yeah. They roll around and shit, man, like little balls and shit, and they pop out like, surprise, motherfucker. Shank, 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 shank.
And they can get all fucking juiced up and get hella big.
And big, like Hulk. Like, come on.
What about you, Gem 7?
I like the Ghoulies. I just really like that. Yeah, I like the scene where they're just out there, like at the dinner or whatever, and they're just like all going, and just popping out the food. That's gangsta as hell. Yeah, gangsta.
And they got little muscles on them too, little physique on them, right?
Yeah, it's just too bad when you see a little gangbanger from the cover with the toilet.
I know, man.
That's what takes it away from me, because I would have put them on the list, but yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, same thing, man. I'm down with the Kreitz. Down with the Kreitz. So, do you have any movies or memories from these movies growing up?
Yeah. Let's go. What
was one pops in your head?
Critters. I just remember watching that. The part that I remember the most is when they blew up the house. And they're laughing about it. You remember that shit? They blew that shit up and they're like, hey. But that's the whole point, right? Because I guess they try to.
They take off and they just shoot it.
And they shoot it. That's why I was like, fuck you. You ain't getting nothing. We're leaving.
Fuck your house.
And you ain't getting shit. Yeah, they shit it on there.
Word. that's good. For me, it was the fucking little game banger in the toilet. I'm going to tell you why.
The little green motherfucker.
Motherfucker with the fucking blue shirt and suspenders.
The one that wasn't in the movie at all, yeah. But he's geez.
Because I remember when I was a kid seeing it on the box, right? And I'm just like, ooh, that's creepy to come out of the fucking toilet. I saw bits and pieces of the movie when I was really small. And then growing up, I started thinking about going to the toilet at night. I fucking hated it because I'm like, fuck.
They're going to come out.
That little bastard's going to come up there and fuck with my fucking butthole, man. I'm just like, fuck. I used to get paranoid, bro. If I had to go take a shit at night or take a piss, I fucking hated it because I'm like, something's going to come out of that toilet and grab my shit. It fucking gave me nightmares, bro.
Pull your shit out.
I was like, fuck.
Get some chon-chon.
Is that why you feel so passionately about this cover art and the fact that he's not in the movie and just...
Correct.
You're like, correct. I feel gypped. I feel like...
He's like, I had nightmares because of that little motherfucker.
He's like, not even in the movie. So, like, if it's for no reason.
He's a made-up character for the fucking...
Seriously, bro.
Just for the cover.
It changed everything.
That's when you know they did a good job.
They fucking scared a little kid about taking a shit at night. Damn. So, these movies are hella old, man. Yeah. So, in your eyes, which one held up the most when rewatching it again? Or just watching these old-ass movies, you know, which one actually felt you like, you know, I could still watch this?
I used to watch Critters again. I go back to Critters because it was... Even though it's cheesy, it's not super cheesy. It has some good parts, some, you know, some type of story. But, all, you know, the Ghoulies and the Gate were kind of over, yeah. You know, okay, a little too much cheesiness.
No, I agree. The one thing I will say is the Gate. I would like rewatching it. If you really want to, like, get into the technical special effects and makeup and things of that nature, I think. That's where the Gate really kind of serves itself as a, you know, a milestone in a lot of these
things that
they
that.
Did. Because they did a bunch of stuff. They did matte paintings, and then they even did that scene where it looks like that tornado. The tornado and the swirl that comes out of the hellhole that comes up into the sky and it gets all like cloudy. Right.
That part looked pretty cool.
I mean, so there was a lot of cool stuff that they did there that was like, you know, state of the art. And as like we said, you know, that makeup effects artist end up doing Lord of the Rings and shit.
No, yeah, I can see that because they're the only ones that really move, walk and all that. All the other ones like Critters and
yeah, they're like in the background and hiding.
Yeah, you could tell they're more more manually done physically, I guess.
Yeah, they're manipulated manually. But I mean, I would just say like the Ghoulies was like probably the worst one.
Oh yeah. Well, no.
Just the quality.
Munchies was the worst one.
Oh, Munchies is just a fucking hobo sock puppet. Yeah, that's the window with a double shotty.
Hey, bitch.
Crazy.
Keep walking.
That tattoo shop.
Shit. It's
time to get creative.
Damn. I'm going to let you go first on this one because I'm kind of...
All right. So what's the prompt?
The prompt?
The question, fool.
I know. Hold on. Get into it. So, Grand Marquise, to create your own creature, how would it look like? What would it do? Is it an alien, demon, or just an animal?
Ah, chingados. It'll be a straight demon, demonio, bestio, bestia, all that good shit. Though, this monster, the way it would come out, right? So this dude, right? I'm going to give a little background story just real quick, right? So some dude, he goes to a tattoo shop late at night. He's fucking wasted. He's like fucking pounding the door. And the, you know, the tattoo shop guys, you know, they're like, dude, we're closed, bruh. Ah, fuck that. I want a tattoo. I want... And he had like some weird drawing that he got from some weirdo in the back of a bar or something like that. I don't know how he got it. It doesn't matter. He's like, I want this on my back. And he's like, ah, fuck you. And he just pulls out a hell of cash. It's right in the window. And dude's like, all right, fuck it. You got to make money, right? Got to grind. Yeah. So he does attach. Dude's bitching. He's like, Chris Gorman, it's on my back. I don't give a fuck. We doing this. Gets it done. So dude goes home, goes to sleep. And all of a sudden, the clock hits 2 a.m., right? Dude's laid out, face down the pillow. And all of a sudden, tattoo behind him is like a pentagram, some weird shit. And all of a sudden, just starts like glowing. And then it explodes. And this little demon comes out with like red wings, you know, wearing suspenders and like a fucking blue t-shirt. Yeah.
It's grimy as hell.
Okay.
Grimy.
I can see that.
And then had like little feet. And then he just starts running amok. He's just like, rah, and just kills the mom and kills the dad. He rides the dog like a horse. It just goes nuts. And then people don't believe it. And then he just kills people every day at 4 a.m.
Going on a crusade.
Damn. Okay. All right. I can dig that. But for me, it will have to be aliens. It starts off with back in the day. I'm talking about back in the fucking caveman times. You had two aliens, man. They're like fucking buddies, right? They get high together. They just do everything together, man. Run from the fucking police.
Ride or die.
Yeah, just some fucking dogs, right? Just riding. Well, they decided to fucking stop by a little planet called Earth. They said, hey, man, let's go over there, man. Smoke some weed, man. Like, what? He's like, yeah, let's go smoke some weed because I hear these motherfuckers be fucking with us. You know, we green and shit, man. So they profile us. So they just fucking go to Earth, all right? It's just a planet full of dirt and water. Damn. It's like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go. We could watch out the scenery. All right, cool. They go down there. They're smoking some weed. And they had this fucking bomb-ass weed from across the way from the universe to some original OG fucking strains. They found some seeds in that motherfucker, right? In a little sack. They got a little twomper. So they're rolling a little blunt. So they got high and they take off. But they left the fucking seeds. And then here comes the caveman. Came and finds the fucking seeds. So from there, the caveman doesn't know what this is. He's like, oh, let's plant it. Maybe it's some type of food. They plant it. They grow the weed. So now you got this bomb-ass weed. Time passes by. The aliens find out about this shit. They finally remember at some point, you know, because they're fucking just traveling through fucking galaxy with no kind of, you know, loss of time. Like, hey, man, what happened to the seeds that you found? And the dude goes, oh, man, I left it back at Earth. He's like, man, if you leave that shit on Earth, then we need to go back and get that shit because if we don't get it, then they're going to come down on us and know that we did it, right? Because they had bought the weed, they went to a dispensary and all this shit. So it's all like modern shit, right? So the whole time they got this weed that, you know, Earth is growing and these motherfuckers are coming back trying to find that strain. Who has that strain? Who's growing this shit? So when the dude who has the seeds, who's fucking straining it, you know, or who's growing the strain, he gets word, he's, you know, like this shit starts happening with the fucking weed itself. It's like not normal, right? And he's kind of like, well, what's going on here? What kind of shit did I have here? Well, in the end, it turns out that the aliens come down. They're trying to fucking get it. And he's like, nah, I'm not going to give this shit to you because it's valuable. And this is my shit. So then they end up getting into this fucking war over weed. And then it just fucking end up killing each other. And that's it.
That's cool.
It's just over some fucking weed.
Over some
because some stoners forgot their fucking seeds, man.
These like little narco aliens and shit.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's kind of like that movie Heavy Metal. Remember the two fucking cokeheads, two aliens? Like that, man. But Gem Stone,
Heavy
man.
Metal.
Yeah, Heavy Metal. Yeah, we got to do that, man. That's a classic.
We'll save that for Gem 7. Yeah.
Gem 7. What about you? If you had to make a movie?
Like a creature?
It's if it was creature and... Like, how would it look like, and what do we do, and if is it an alien, demon, or animal?
I'd do animal for sure.
Okay.
I would do something like, I don't know, some kind of creature in the forest, like, maybe like a Bigfoot, maybe like a Komodo dragon type deal or some shit. It's just like, it's kind of grounded, you know? It's kind of like, it could be real, but it's also like not real because it's this creature that's going to fuck you up. Maybe it's just like a big Komodo dragon, bigger than what it's supposed to, you know? And it just offs whoever's unlucky enough, some fucking explorers to go in the fucking forest, you know, where the natives or the tribes are like, yo, no, don't go in there, man. That's where that creature is. And they're like, no, we know better. And they go in and I think it's and just like fucking like just offs them one by one.
Fuck it. No yeah, plot.
How'd they beat them? They suplex them?
They gotta suplex him. That's the only way.
The Komodo dragon.
And they'll like show it throughout the movie too. They'll shoot it. They'll throw arrows at it. They'll try to smite it. Just everything. Nothing works until one guy's like, fuck it. We gotta suplex it. And that's what works.
It's Macho Man. That's he just what shows works. Up. Macho Man shows up, saves the day. Last words. It's that time, folks.
It's that time.
Hey, Gem 7, why don't you give the gente a little parting wisdom?
Parting wisdom?
Yeah, it's the end of the show.
If there's anything that I've learned from these movies, it's do what you love because these people did it and these movies exist. So if these movies exist, you guys could do the same too.
What a lit.
I like that, Simon. Yeah, it's tight, it's tight. But shit, man, people, gente, rasta, find us on IG and TikTok and at Hello Horror Podcast. And on Twitter, our handle is at Hella Horror Pod. We're constantly putting out cool shit, so stay up, keep up. If not, you're going to get left behind.
Simon.
Word up.
So make sure you comment, you rate with 5 stars all the time. Review, follow, subscribe, download our show, and email us at hellahorrorpodcast@gmail.com with your suggestions, fan art, all that good mail. Fucking ideas, no ideas. You want to say, hey, Grandma, our kids, you're pretty cool. I'm like, that's cool, man. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Now, remember,
struck as eagle.
Tell your friends, your family, grab a stranger, say, yo, you got to listen to Hella Horror.
Yeah.
And remember, keep dreaming and do something about it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.